Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I remember not being on the phone like these kids are all now, just like stuck on their phone, like slaves to the phone. I like going on vacation where I'm far away. I'm with my wife and my son. Nobody really needs me. Like, if you need me that bad, I'm nowhere near New York, New Jersey. So, like, you know, last year I was away and I put my phone in the drawer and we took a walk, or I put my phone in a bag and we were in the pool or on the beach, and like multiple times I come back to the phone. And, you know, there's just like this one day that I guess it popped up. I didn't tweet anything. I didn't post anything on Instagram. I just went dark on social media because I didn't care. And I also didn't care to tell people. But this year I'm telling people, like, next year, like next week when I'm not on and someone writes an article about, uh-oh, that's going to score a run. No, they're calling that ball stuck. I don't know if they're, like, go get the ball and throw it in. Like, I hate when that play happens, when the ball gets hit to the outfield and it gets stuck under the padding. But it's like, what are they going to rule here? They're putting him back? Because it's like, okay, the ball gets stuck and the center fielder just, instead of going to run after it, they put up the two to put him back on second base. Yeah, that ball is wedged in there pretty good. But I don't know, I always get the fear that, and that was a perfectly wedged ball. That ball's not coming. I'm like, I always get the fear, like, what if that ball, like, squirts out for a second, and it's like, you didn't make the play on it? This is a great World Series game. But yeah, anyway, last year, I'm like, I had two different journalists reach out about comment on me getting released, let go, fired from WFAN. I had multiple people that are friends of mine reach out with, like, screenshots from Reddit, Twitter. I know, like, as many people like my show, there's just as many people that don't like my show. As many people rock with me, there's people that hate me. Good, I hate you too. No, I'm kidding. I just know it comes with the territory. So there were people celebrating, you know, my demise. And I just thought, you know, it was funny because, like, it wouldn't go that way. I wouldn't just be dark and, like, you know, off air for what? I didn't do anything to, like, it wasn't a fireable offense. You guys know crazier things have happened around here for people to be taken off air. Like, I'm going on vacation next week, so 888-808-1019. Looking forward to it. I always need, like, a mental health reset. I always need a break after baseball. We'll know who the champion is. I'm hoping it's the Dodgers. And it's just like something that I've done with my wife even before my son was born, and now with my son, that I want to make an annual thing. I want you know, to be a family trip. If I'm blessed enough to have another child, you know, bring them into it. And, you know, what I find is it's a little cheaper before Thanksgiving. And, you know, we don't want to travel on Thanksgiving/Christmas because we want to be closer to home with family. And so we've figured out the first week, you know, after the baseball season is a good time to go. So I will miss the Giants-Bears conversation leading into that game. I'll miss the conversation with the Jets coming off the bye week going into the Browns game, and Yankees hot stove and Mets hot stove kicking up. I'm sure I'll be listening at some point, or maybe I won't. I don't know. I, I don't know where I'm going. If I think we will have the Odyssey app, but maybe I'll just completely, I'm not able to completely go dark. I'm always reading articles. I'm always doing things sports related. I'm a sports fan. I don't do anything else. You know, I was talking about Sydney Sweeney earlier in the week. People are like, you got to watch Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria. I'm like, I've never watched that. I've never watched anything that Sydney Sweeney's in. I don't watch movies. I don't watch streaming shows. I watch games, bro. Did you watch the Knicks game? Okay, well, you want the good news first or the bad news first with the New York Knicks? And, John, I'm coming to you so we can finish the conversation on the Giants. But, okay, the good news first. The Knicks will run it back Sunday against the same team. The bad news is that team put up 135 points against them. And for the most part, like, it was never a game. Like, the Knicks' largest lead was 8 points. The Bulls' largest lead was 22. And those guys are young over there. And those guys can fill it up over there. Josh Giddey had 32. Nikola Vucevic isn't necessarily a young guy, but he had 26. Off their bench, Ayo Dosunmu, he had 22. And when you look at the Knicks, right, I just was looking at a couple notes and things as I'm trying to gather what happened. The Knicks bench scoring, 21 points. Oh, the Knicks are so deep. Look at the bench. Look at how many guys they're playing off the bench. Oh, Tibbs never would have done this. Look at the Knicks bench. Look at the Knicks bench. And the Bulls have 53 points off their bench. When I am sitting here looking at, and I had a side eye on the game. I really was watching this World Series, but I remember at half going over, they were shooting better than the Knicks. And at the end of the game, I mean, the Knicks did come out and play a little bit better. Like I had said, they better not come out and have that third quarter Knicks lull after half. They didn't. They put up 38 to the Bulls 28. But, you know, they were down by so much at the half. Fourth quarter, Bulls outscore them 35-34. And, you know, there's your difference. Tyler Glass now is in the game in the bottom of the ninth to close it out here. You got to love baseball, man. What a World Series this has been. Like I said, I stopped hating. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Just when I was like, I don't care to watch this World Series. I don't want to see either one of these teams win. This has been a good one. But yeah, with the Knicks, that's three L's in a row. Now you're a losing team. At 2-3, Knicks fans that watched that whole game, tell me what you saw. At 2-3, Knicks fans that know that this is a championship or bust year, Knicks fans that know that this team has all the talent, this team is deeper now, but they've got to figure it out if they're going to compete in the East. Knicks fans that told me there's nobody in the East that could rock with them, take a look around the East. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Don't just be so, did he make that play? He did. Wow. Does that end the game? It does. Wow. What a play. Kike Hernandez. He's amazing in the postseason. Show me the replay. He comes in on that ball, doubles him up. Wow. Fires on the run. Goodbye, Addison Barger. Good night. Game six. We are going to a game seven. We will see you tomorrow night. Excellent play in left field by Kike Hernandez on the run to catch that ball, to get it into second base and double up Addison Barger. Where were you going, silly goose? And the Dodgers have new life. They're fired up now. That's momentum. That carries over to the next day. Dodgers in seven. I'm putting that tweet out. John is in Long Beach on the fan. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, Keith? Long-time listener. I just wanted to touch base with you about the Giants. And by the way, this World Series has been absolutely crazy. Do you have faith in Bowen, if, let's say, down the stretch, he's able to get this defense going? I know Babes isn't going anywhere. I know Shane isn't going anywhere. You haven't really seen much from Sexy Dexy. They've been riddled with injuries in the secondary as well. But when does it fall on the coordinator? When does it fall on whether or not these guys are buying in to what this guy's about? I appreciate you listening. I just want to hear your response. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, John. You know how the Mets didn't make the postseason and they fired their hitting coach and their pitching coach, but they kept the manager? He's got one more year on his contract. Similar thing here. Brian Daboll's got one more year on his contract. And if they lose out here and they're, you know, another three-win season, four-win season, they'll fire Shane Bowen. He'll be the sacrificial lamb. He'll be the head to roll. He's got nothing to do with Jackson Dart. And I know the head coach is supposed to be the CEO. He's not supposed to be just in the specific branch of the quarterback, right? They have Tierney as the quarterback coach, Kafka as the offensive coordinator. But Daboll is an offensive coach. That's more of his lane. They got to go on a search for the defense. They got to go and find a defensive coordinator, man. It ain't Shane Bowen, who came from the Titans, and the Titans have turned into crap. And everything that's from, like, the Titans are a mess. So, yeah, like, do I have faith that Shane Bowen can get it going? I don't. I don't think they even rock with him. Like, there was a video of the Thursday night football game in their building. And I know it's just a video. I wasn't there. I can't speak for him. But it's like he's trying to yell at the defensive players and fire them up. They're not even looking at him. Maybe he doesn't connect with those guys like that. So I would say Daboll is going to get to finish out this five-year contract. Doesn't mean he's going to get a contract renewal. Next year is the big year to see. When guys are healthy, when you have another year of an offseason, another year of the draft, another year of development, your quarterback is in year two. You know, Malik Nabers is in year three. Scadaboo is in year two. They got to find a defensive coordinator that knows how to use his horses in the stable. You know, for a while, it was like Shane Bowen didn't know what to do with some of these guys. And they need to hit in free agency. I'll tell you what, like, I was surprised that guys like Javon Holland and Paulson Adebo wanted to come to the Giants. It's a lot more attractive place to be now. Ray-Ray McCloud could have signed with the Jets. Sign with the Giants. Both teams needed a receiver. I bet they probably checked on him. With Jackson Dart here, Scadaboo, Nabers, Andrew Thomas, Brian Burns, all of a sudden coming to New York and playing for the Giants becomes an attractive destination for free agents. 888-808-1019. So everything's on the table now. The World Series ends. Well, Game 6 ends. Toronto chokes the game away. They score one run. Mookie Betts finally comes alive. Yamamoto doesn't need to throw a complete game. The Dodgers force a Game 7, and I feel like that momentum will carry over to tomorrow. Now, you know what they say. Momentum is only as good as the next day's starter. Well, their starter's TBD. Max Scherzer is on the mound for the Blue Jays. Come on now. Come on. Max Scherzer can be trash at times. He can be had. He can get got quickly. Smell blood in the water, old man. The Dodgers are back. They even the series up. I did my best to try and mush Toronto the other night. I did my best. This microphone is powerful. I did my best mush job on Toronto the other night. I basically crowned them. I basically said that they're going to hang a banner in their building. They're going to have a parade in Toronto. It's over. It's done. I don't want to see that. I can live with the Dodgers winning back-to-back. They're already the reigning champs. They're the almighty deferrals. I can live with the Dodgers, quote-unquote, ruining baseball. So be it. Lock them out after this year. No, we got to wait another year. But I can live with them going into 2026. Will they be the first team to three-peat since the New York Yankees did it? No. And you know what would be awesome, but it's not going to happen because the Yankees aren't like that? It would be awesome if the Yankees did what they had to do to meet them in the World Series and stop them from three-peating. Wouldn't that be a story? But the Yankees would be like, nah, we're good. We got Ben Rice. Nah, we're straight. We got Austin Wells. Nah, we're all right. We got Volpe at home. We got Caballero and Ryan McMahon. We're good. We're good. We're good. We got Jason Dominguez. Like, we're good. Robbie and Lennox back on the Fan. Robbie, what'd you think of that game tonight?
I cannot believe what I just saw. First of all, what in the world is Ernie Clement doing? He's been great all postseason. Ernie, what are you swinging at? What?
Oh, no, you're breaking up, Robbie. You're breaking up, Robbie. Call us back, Robbie. Make sure you're on the right side of your house or wherever you usually call where your line is better. Ernie Clement? Let me go to the box score, because Ernie Clement had the double. He had two hits. He had two doubles. What is Ernie Clement swinging at? Did I miss something there? Oh, because he popped out. First pitch swinging high and inside. Yeah. What's he swinging at? Eager Beaver. Thought he saw something. Eager Beaver. A 96 mile an hour sinker that didn't sink. He thought he had a high fastball inside that he could hit out and be the hero. Nope. Nope. Okay, let's bring Robbie back. Robbie, you there?
Better?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, you cannot, first of all, you cannot swing at the first pitch. I don't care what he throws. You got the crowd going. Everybody's a building's nervous. Dodgers are nervous. You know, you got Glasgow on the mound. He's a guy who can hit and make contact with. But this is ridiculous. You cannot get doubled up. You got George Springer, arguably, between he and Bernie Williams, one of the greatest postseason hitters of all time. He's got 9 postseason home runs. That's ridiculous. How do you get doubled up there? Why? Because Kiki Hernandez happens to be running in for a catch? What
yeah, that's
doing?
Bad. That's bad. That's another eager bad. Beaver. But that's the pressure of the situation. You got the tying run, tying runs in scoring position, and you get doubled up there, and that's why I said that's momentum that's going to carry for the Dodgers. They're going to sleep tonight in Toronto feeling really good about a Game 7 tomorrow.
I know. Can't you just picture like Clement taking a couple pitches and at least getting a stack play to get a run home? I mean, I couldn't believe when he get doubled up, and that's
you know what I'm going to say, Robbie. Yeah. Oh, he looked like he plays for the Yankees. He looks like he looks like a Yankee.
Yeah, that's what I said to him. I said, I'm screaming. I'm going, what do you do, play for the Yankees? Oh, my God. My lighter went across the room. My tent, my cat's waking up going, what's going on, man? What are you doing? Anyway, oh, my God. So, anyway, as far as the Yankees go, all right, you're playing GM right now. All right, this is it. Keith McPherson, new general manager of the New York Yankees. So I'm asking you a question. Who's the first guy you're getting? What are you getting? I'll leave it at that. Anyway, brother, have a good week. Thanks for always taking my calls. Thanks for putting up with me. And give Connor my best. He's a great guy. So
you're the man, Robbie. Appreciate you. Like I actually talked about Robbie earlier. I said I went home last night, and I jumped in the chat to support Big Mac. Big Mac had it going, and I saw Robbie was in the chat, and I talked to Robbie in the chat. We got a whole community here of folks online and on air. But if I am Brian Cashman, who is the first guy I'm going to get? Kyle Tucker, go add that bat. I know they won't, but I did this the other night, and we're going to do this. Well, you guys are going to do this next week as Hot Stove cooks up that first week of November. But what I said was, okay, you got back to the World Series with a weaker team. Like, Aaron Boone thought this was the best team that he had, right? It seemed like a deeper lineup. But you got back to the World Series with a tandem of Soto and Judge. And then a couple other guys sprinkled in, like Gleyber Torres, like Stanton, that got it done. You need another sidekick for Judge. Or not even a sidekick, just a partner in crime. Let's not call it a sidekick, because those guys were Batman, Superman. Kyle Tucker would be that. Now, I know he had a down year, he was hurt, whatever, but like go ahead and spend the money on Kyle Tucker and lock him up. And then he's here where, can he play left field? I talked to him about it. How do you feel about playing left field? Can you play left field? He's not a center fielder, but Dominguez is. Put Dominguez in center field. Spencer Jones also can play center field. So go get Kyle Tucker to play left field. And then when Judge's elbow goes out, I don't mean to make a joke about it, but like we don't know how his elbow's going to hold up. Or
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations!
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Maybe this is Judge's last full season. Judge about to be 34. How long is he going to play right field? Kyle Tucker can play right field. Kyle Tucker is what, 29? But I know they're not on that. I know they're not on it. He's 28. Well, he'd be 29 in January, so. I know they're not on that, man. That left-handed swing in Yankee Stadium. I like Cody Bellinger. I like Cody Bellinger too. I do believe Cody Bellinger was hurt. And I do believe that affected his play. But why can't you get both Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker? Then you put Cody Bellinger in center field, Kyle Tucker in left field. Trade Jason Dominguez. Trade Spencer Jones. Not worried about that. You have to win now, no? You don't have to win now. There's no urgency in Yankee land to win now. With what you're watching right now, the two teams that eliminated you in the last two seasons, there's no urgency for you to get back in 2025 or 2026 after either the Blue Jays win in 25 or the Dodgers go back-to-back. I don't know, man. Justin in Middletown on the Fan. What you got, bro?
Hey, I just want to talk about the Mets. I mean, like, what are we doing?
The
this
Nets?
Team, the Mets, New York Mets.
Okay, the New York Mets. What are the Mets doing?
Like, yeah, I don't know. How did they not make the playoffs? I'm in awe.
I could give you chapter and verse on that. I called that out very early. They did not have the pitching. Injuries and...
Jeez, I don't even think it's bad, though.
They didn't have the pitching. They didn't have a starter at the deadline.
Jeez, we talked about this before. They just don't have dogs in the lineup.
They have, come on. They have Francisco
dogs.
Lindor, Pete Alonso, Juan Soto.
Not a dog.
Those guys
are
all postseason. But they're all postseason proven clutch players that we've seen. We can go through the highlights of all of those guys and having moments of being dogs. They just couldn't get there because there were so many games where Kodai Senga gave it up right away. David Peterson gave it up. Right away. Sean Manaea didn't have it. Loose bodies in his elbow. And they kept running those guys out there. They kept thinking they were going to get it done. Tyler McGill never came back. Griffin Canning had an Achilles injury. They had to rely on kids at the end of the year. Wasn't enough.
What are we going to do this year that's different?
I've been saying get Tarik Skubal. You didn't go get Garrett Crochet. And I watched Garrett Crochet with my own eyes in Yankee Stadium. I'm like, well, damn. Whoever's got a guy like Garrett Crochet in the postseason... They have a chance to advance every round. You need a guy like that. Nolan McClain's going to be great, but why not pair him up with a Tarik Skubal?
Yeah, just like Neighbors. Just pair him up with some Judy.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the Browns want to send Jerry Jeudy over here to pair up with Neighbors, what's the price? What are you giving up? You're giving up a third-round pick? I mean, Jeudy went for nothing. He went for, like, a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, he's also, what, he has, like, 300 yards this year? He's probably dirt cheap.
Yeah, they're not doing anything with him because they have Dylan Gabriel, who's Oompa Loompa at quarterback.
That's actually crazy. How do you not put Shador in? How? I mean,
if Shador comes in and actually does light it up, it turns into mania, and they look terrible from, like, not starting him week one. Like, think about how many Giants fans are like, we should have started Dart from week one. And it was like, I think it was smart to kind of have a little bit of a runway and a buffer and make sure. Yeah, like, Lugie was on the start Dart, and he was right. We think. But, like, if they play Shador, which I really hope it sets up where, like, Dylan Gabriel is so bad, he throws three interceptions in the first half and second half against the Giants, legendary. Shador Sanders comes out.
Yeah. And then one more thing. I don't understand where I understand where the hype came from with Pam Scottaville, but I don't understand how easily he took over that role. I have no idea.
Tyrone Tracy got hurt. That's really what it was.
But before Tracy got hurt, that was like week two, week three he got hurt. He was already depleted out of that role. Like,
they were splitting time. They were splitting time week one.
Why are we splitting time, Keith?
Because he was a rookie.
He was one of the best running backs last year in the whole league.
Last year is over. Tiki Barber tells you rookies suck. In the beginning of the season, there was a share. There was definitely a share with the running backs. And Tyrone Tracy was getting more of the carries than Scottaboo. Yep, I'm looking right now. He had 10 carries against Washington. Scottaboo had 2. As far as receptions go, Scottaboo had 2 catches. Tracy had 2. So, like, they didn't just immediately give Scottaboo that job, but then, like, once you see Scottaboo run into everybody and yell and scream and like, how can you not give him the ball? And then once Tyrone Tracy went down, it's not Devin Singletary's job, it's Cameron Scottaboo.
I don't know. I kind of felt like for Tracy's argument, it's kind of, like, disrespectful.
Why?
You don't get organization.
You don't get respect in this year off of one in this league off of 1 year.
Oh, you should get respect if you're on a terrible team, and you didn't even.
What did he do?
He was in the running back for the first 3 weeks of the team of the season for them, and he rushed for 1,000 yards. That's insane.
For a three-win team.
Do you remember that?
I watched every game. He had a good year, but he also was a fifth-round pick. No, like he didn't come in highly touted. Like Tyrone, there's no respect for Tyrone Tracy. If you want to go respect, Cam Scottaboo was drafted in the fourth round. 105 overall, and Tyrone Tracy was drafted in the fifth round, 166 overall. Cam Scottaboo,
you got that all that knowledge up there. That's crazy.
I have the internet in front of me. And I wouldn't even fake like I just know that off the top of my head. But also, Cam Scottaboo coming out of Arizona State was definitely like more highly regarded than Tyrone Tracy coming out of Purdue, a guy that was a wide receiver turned running back.
Yeah, but I just find it odd because, like, Tracy proved it behind that terrible line. Like, what he was
prove
capable
it again.
Of doing.
He's got to prove it again. Look at how it comes back around. He's going to get all the carries. It's him and Devin Singletary.
Keith, bet all the prop bets. Tyrone Tracy for the bank.
I'm not doing that.
Plus touchdowns.
Christian McCaffrey's probably a safer bet. You just can't win any money betting on him. Because they expect him to have 2 touchdowns and rush for...
You know the public's going to be all over San Fran. Vegas is going to be looking to make some money in that game because the NFL's rigged.
It is rigged. Thanks for the call, Justin. I just saw the news, and it's like Halloween in the Village, and that just reminded me when I get out of here, this traffic is going to be dumb. But you know what? Last year I did. I took the train, and taking the train was dumb. Like I got on the train with a bunch of... freaks and ghouls and goblins. I'm like, I'm not dressed, and I don't want to be dressed, and I don't want to be around all these people in costume. So, yeah, that's what awaits me in the next 24 minutes. We got to take a break. I'm watching the highlights of the Knicks now. Knicks fans, call me up and tell me what the hell happened. We're obviously talking about the Giants, their future, what's going to happen this Sunday. And, yeah, the World Series goes on to Game 7. Keith McPherson on the fan. Last call for calls. I will be right back. Back against the wall, facing elimination. They live to fight another day. Nick is in Marlboro, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So real quick, I want to talk about the end of that Dodgers game real quick. But first, I got to say, I heard you talking about Rutgers and Monmouth before. I'm a Rutgers guy, and, you know, some of those memories – living off campus house and stuff like that, you know, that stuff just sticks with you, you know. The day you die, you'll never forget.
Yeah, it was a different time. I got a call from someone that says, oh, it's not like it used to be. I'm like, well, I wouldn't know. It's been a long time since I was around there.
I've heard the same thing. I graduated 2021. I've heard even over the last few years that it's kind of on the up and coming.
Well, at least you were there pre-pandemic. At least you were there before the pandemic hit. I feel like everything has changed after the pandemic.
Yeah, I was there prime pandemic, so that was definitely an experience. But the main point I wanted to get to was Kiki Hernandez. As much as a Yankee fan, as much as it pains me to say it, that dude shows up like
every postseason game. He will be remembered his career for nothing he did in the regular season. You won't know his batting average. You won't know his OPS. You won't know his career numbers. You will remember the home runs and the defensive plays that he hit when his team needed him the most. The Dodgers and the Red Sox.
Exactly. Like, I'm sitting here like, yeah, I'm looking at the box score. He was over 3 with 3 strikeouts, I think. But, like, the one thing you take away from that game is the heads-up play, him running in on that ball.
He's playing shallow on that ball. That ball is hit at him. He just did his post-game interview. He said he thought the ball was going to hit him in the face. He puts his hand up, catches it, fires it in, skips it off the ground for the double play, ends the game. Like,
yeah,
amazing.
He makes his name for himself in October, and I'm looking at his postseason stats right now. Like, every year he's batting like 275, 280, 260. 265 is like the worst he's hit in the playoffs over the last like 10 years. Like, he's got a book of guys
that he's homered off of in the postseason. I saw a clip the baseball bat boys did with him. He knows who he's taking deep. In October, he's like that. He took Treya Savage deep.
Yeah, no, he's a stud. As a Yankee fan, like I said, over the years, between him being on,
he
on
was interested. Dodgers. There was some rumors that, you know, the Yankees checked on him, but ultimately he went back to the Dodgers. There's a lot of, you know, Dodger blue in his blood. Good for him. Good for them.
That's a guy who the Yankees need. A guy that shows up in the post. He's almost like a Stanton type. Who do you think is like that now, someone that the Yankees could target this offseason, whether it's via trade or via free agency, that kind of resembles a Kiki Hernandez, that comes alive in the postseason, that everyone's going to remember his legacy from what he does in October? Who do you think?
I don't know. Bo Bichette was the first name that popped in my head before you kept going, because Bo Bichette has on one leg shown up and hit, and he's going to be available. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, you know, like the round before, anybody from like Jorge Polanco from the Mariners. He was another name that the Yankees supposedly showed interest in before he signed with the Mariners. I don't know.
I feel like the options are kind of limited. Like,
yeah, they are limited because most of these guys are locked up. And, like, you know, the Yankees love to keep the guys that they have and the homegrown guys they have and tell you, like, yeah, this is how we got to build the team. And, you know, they don't bring in too much outside blood. And they do, and it's not guys that are postseason proven guys. It's guys that got to prove it here, and it's hard to prove it here. It's a lot of pressure to prove it here. We thought Trent Grisham was going to be as clutch as he was in the regular season and the postseason. Nope. You know, you mentioned Stanton. You said you just put him in the same light as Stanton. Where was postseason G this year?
Yeah, no, that was. I mean, it was a little bit of a smaller sample size compared to
not one home run, and I think only one extra base hit.
Yeah. No, you're right. I appreciate you giving me the time, Keith. I enjoy listening to you. Stay well, right?
Thanks for the call, Nick. Yeah, I mean, we have this gaze. We have this want. We're just like looking at these teams while we're not playing and saying, give me that guy. I want that guy. That's why I just joked. Look at Ernie Clement. Everybody's been saying, oh, we got to get an Ernie Clement. Ernie Clement swings at a ball inside. He doesn't have an at-bat with the game on the line. A guy that tonight I was saying, he's been so great. Two doubles tonight. This guy's a household name. He's a star, Ernie Clement. He turned into a Yankee at the end of the game. How many times does a Yankee swing at the first pitch in this postseason, not having at bat, where you're like, come on, our life is on the line. What are you doing? Speaking of life being on the line, these Knicks fans, They're wilding out. These Knicks fans online and in the chat are saying, we made a mistake with this coach. They're already ready to fire Mike Brown. What happened in these last three games? I just think it's early growing pains. I just think it's going to be a long year of transitioning. I just think that you probably shouldn't have kicked your coach to the curb without an exact plan. I was saying that last year that, hey, if you don't have somebody waiting in the wings, somebody lined up, you should probably keep it going with the guy that just got you to the Eastern Conference Finals. But you soured on him, and then you knocked on everybody else's door. Hey, can we get your coach? Hey, you, Billy Donovan, you available? Jason Kidd, you available? Ime Udoka, you available? No, they're not available. You actually got all those guys paid. And then you ended up getting a coach that was unemployed. And so now he's back in the league. And the first two games in your building were great. Yeah, Mike Brown era is underway. This is different. The bench gets minutes. Tom would never do that. Oh, we're going to be deep. Now you have your full complement of guys. Mitchell Robinson started tonight. The full team is healthy. Let's see what Joe and Ridgewood thinks about the Knicks game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it just looked like a disaster out there tonight, man. I think Cat, really, especially, he's just been so disappointing this season.
I guess we can say he's hurt. But, like, yeah, if he's hurt, I mean, he shouldn't be playing.
Yeah, and then the defense five. As a whole tonight and as of late has just been looking weak.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
That's what I said. I was watching the game out of the corner of my eye. It was like open threes, guys getting to the rack. I'm like, they can't stop a toddler. What is going on? The communication is that bad? They're that confused about who is who and what is what and where they're supposed to be?
Yeah, I don't know. It just looks like a disaster.
54 points in the paint?
That's awful.
How many threes they gave up? 17 threes? 135 points on the night? 72 at the half? That's crazy. And like I said, you got to run it back with that same team. And they've got some young guys that can go. They got some young guys that can fill it up.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's promising. I hope that, I mean, if we just leave Mike Brown there, maybe he could I don't know, just get used to the team. Like, he needs some time, obviously. They need some time together.
What? A few games. There is no time. The time is now. Thanks for the call, Joe. Wait, you realize the Knicks jumped into Yankee land. Championship or bust. Win or nothing. No, like, get to the finals. That's why you got rid of the coach that you had, because you felt like you went as far as you could go with him. You felt like he expired, that this was as far as he was going to take you. He was a dinosaur. The way that he saw things wasn't like the modern day NBA, that you needed to be deeper because your eight guys were playing too much. Your starting five and three guys would come off the bench wasn't going to be enough to get it done in today's NBA. So you kicked him to the curb despite what he built, and you give the keys to somebody else, and right now, he don't know how to drive the car. It's not his car. It's going to take a while for him to figure out all the bells and whistles and things and know how to drive that thing. This is an interesting start for the Knicks, because first two games was great. They did it without Josh Hart, and they did it without Mitchell Robinson. Now it's kind of like, whoa. Not anything to necessarily panic over, because it is October, soon to be November. But I think the biggest thing that comes out of this, after you lose to the Heat, giving up 115, the Bucks giving up 121, the Bulls giving up 135, you will have some competition in the East. You haven't even seen the Sixers yet. They can fill it up. You haven't even seen the Pistons yet, who gave you a run for their money last year. Like, I put my hands up like the Drewski meme. I digress. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Chief. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Chief, I'm making 2 points. Number one, I watched the Knicks. This guy, they're always behind the eight ball with this guy. They start off slow. He calls a few timeouts. True, they made a run in the third quarter.
Yeah, they made some halftime adjustments.
Yeah, but they're not. I don't think they're suited for all this pressure to make 3-point shots. There might be a couple of guys that could do it, but when you're using 10 or 11 guys, I think it's working backwards on them.
Yeah, they shot 45 threes. They only made 18.
Yeah, like ridiculous.
Another night firing off 40-plus threes.
Nobody can make a stop in the paint. I don't know what's going on. But let me make my other point. Tomorrow with the Giants and 49ers, is anyone who thinks they can stop McCaffrey?
I don't.
From getting 100 yards or better?
No, not after I saw Tank Bigsby run for 100 and Saquon almost 200.
That's what I thought.
And they're down players. The injury report is riddled with injuries. And on offense, they're down some players too. So
that the Brew and Holland is still out, I gather.
Yeah, Holland is questionable. He might play. Yeah. But Adebo is out. Cordell Flott is out.
Yeah, so they're weak back there. Anyway, you have a good evening. Nice talking to you.
Thanks for the call, Phil. They'll be without tight end Daniel Bellinger, so that's another pass catcher down for Dart. Jermaine Illuminor is out, so the rookie Marcus Bowe will have to start at right tackle. Not a great recipe for lining up to beat a team that has their injuries as well, but they have way better coaches than you, and they have some like primetime players available, like Christian McCaffrey, like George Kittle. So we'll see. We'll see. Ronnie's in Dover on the Fan next. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Look, I'm just really just calling to express my appreciation, man. You know, I love coming on just to listen to you talk. You know, in the late nights, I drive with work. I drive a lot at night, so I never really get to catch like Evan Seeke and them. Most of the time, I end up catching you. But, you know, just want to express my appreciation. I feel like, you know, you work in late nights, you don't get the appreciation you deserve. So that's just what I'm here to do. And I thank you.
I appreciate that.
All that stuff, man.
No, that's mad love. That's so solid. I'm guessing you just listen to the radio in the car. You're not on the app because, I mean, at any time you can hear anybody that's on this radio station because the app lets you go back and restart the show and rewind. But now I know there's a lot of people riding in the car, a lot of people that work late, a lot of people that specifically do listen to the car radio and that catch me and miss the other shows. And I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I'm not trying to be. But I appreciate anybody that appreciates me. So thank you for that call, Ronnie. Appreciate it, dude. I'm running out of time. I've got time for one more call, though, at least. Anthony is in Rockland on the fan. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Keith, how's it going, buddy?
It's going.
Can you explain to me about this ground rule double in this game, bro?
Yeah, once that ball gets trapped like that, and I was just talking about it on air. I was live. I watched it, and I was screaming, get the ball, because I thought, like, yeah, if it's not perfectly wedged, then that ball just, boop, like, squirts out. Like, you got to get the ball, that run's scoring. But, yeah, it's
my,
like,
my
it's,
thing is, a ground rule double is if you can't get to the ball, right? Like, it bounces over the wall or something. You can't
sure,
get
if it's
it,
out of play.
How's that out of play?
It's not out of play. But, like, usually a ground rule double, the ball hits the turf and then bounces out of play. And it's a ground rule double. The runners can't advance. But when that ball got stuck there,
I was wishing he grabbed them.
It's just
that would have changed the game.
The luck of the Dodgers. The luck of the Dodgers that ball gets stuck there, and the ump puts up the two, and all these people are celebrating in Toronto like they're about there was no outs at the time. Nope, send the runner back.
Crazy. Let me ask you one more question. I know you got to go. I'm a huge Giants fan. I hear you talking about the Giants all the time. I'm real happy with Dart. You know, I'm sad about Scatterboo. But we got Tracy stepping right back up. Are these guys going to make a move for a receiver at this deadline to help this kid out? Like,
they could. And you know, earlier I was talking about the Dolphins firing Chris Greer, where yeah, I'm like, Waddle is on the table now. I would be calling them up today.
I want the Penguin
today.
Walk, baby, in New York. Let me see yeah, it, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it is cold up here. He would fit better
for
with the Penguin
winter,
Walk
baby,
up here.
Let's get it.
But there are other receivers that their names are going to be out there. And I don't know. There is a thought that they should get a wide receiver for Dart to help his development, more so than, like, them to make a playoff push. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Not the playoff push, but even for next year. You got neighbors come back next year, and you add another guy with Dart and
yeah,
help him
it,
push
it,
this
it
year.
It depends.
You know?
Does Shane feel like there's somebody out there worth giving up a pick for versus drafting somebody with that pick next year?
I could name three or four guys, easy.
Yeah,
man.
Jacoby Myers.
Waddle, Jacoby Myers.
Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry,
yeah, but you know his name is out there. Like,
yeah, I mean Myers are. I would love Waddle, man. Waddle with neighbors, that would be nice, man.
Yeah, Waddle's a beast. He's fast. He's a little soft. I don't want to call him soft, but he comes out of game too much. I had him in fantasy, I think, last year or the year before. I'm like, he's always out of the game, bro. That's why you can't put up the points, because you're not on the field. But will they give up what it would take to get him to help Jackson Dart continue to progress this year with eyes on next year? You give up a pick, like, yeah, I could see it. Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, I don't think they would move, but, like, you would be adding that guy to this team and say, well, this guy is already NFL proven. We're not going to take a chance on another Jalen Hyatt in the third round next year. All right, I'm out of here. Gordon Damer is coming up next. Hoff is sick, so enjoy Gordon Damer's show. If you're watching on YouTube, stay tuned. It starts now. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.